As just mentioned, the four keys facing you are the thumb keys on your Braille note apex, and they're to be operated with your thumbs. They're used in conjunction with your Braille display when reading and navigating menus and lists. They can be operated by using your thumbs without having to leave the Braille display to perform commands up on the keyboard. The thumb keys are named as follows: Previous, Back, Advanced, and Next. In the right-handed configuration mode, which comes by default from the factory, the key functions are assigned from the left to right in the order of Previous to the far left, with Next to the far right. If you chose to use the left-handed configuration, then the key assignments would be reversed, with Previous all the way to the right and Next all the way to the left. If you place your thumbs on the thumb keys and then naturally drop your fingers down, they will position themselves on or about the Braille display. The electronic Braille display on your unit is comprised of 32 identical 8-dot cells that can display any Braille symbol. Each dot of Braille, in fact, is an electronically controlled pin. So when the display shows a dot, a pin is actually raised, and then when there are no dots, the pin is lowered. When the display is off, the dots are all raised slightly and have somewhat of a spongy touch to them. This is called the rest state. The Braille display can be refreshed and written and rewritten multiple times. If you move your fingers to the top of a Braille cell, you'll notice that there is a raised vertical ridge with a rounded button just above it. This is the cursor routing button for that particular cell. This is especially useful when, say for example, editing in the word processor. You can press a touch cursor button and the cursor will move to that Braille cell. You can then edit the character, if there is one, or do any other things you'd like to do at that particular insertion point. This is discussed more fully in the word processor section of your user's guide.